If you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
Verzoom is a combination of stationary bike with sensors we've made and virtual reality games that we designed.
Young people, kind of the ages of like 9 to 19, just love the product. You can't get them off of it. And their parents love that they love it because they're actually moving versus sitting on the couch.
A workout bike that's a virtual reality gaming system? That's the Verzoom, created by Eric Jansen and Eric Malafieu of Cambridge-based virtual reality game startup Verzoom Incorporated. The Verzoom stationary bike currently incorporates 30 virtual reality games. And it was getting a lot of attention at CES 2016 in Las Vegas in January. What's it like to be at CES with a product that's this exciting?
It's a blast. In fact, every show we go to, there's always a line of people wanting to play it.
Eric Jansen has a background in system software engineering. He's also an author and a specialist in marketing, sales, and venture capital investment. He's the co-founder and CEO of Verzoom Incorporated.
Families come through and the kids come back over and over again. So it's just a lot of fun.
Verzoom is a combination of stationary bike with sensors we've made and virtual reality games that we designed.
Meanwhile, Eric Malafieu is co-founder and CTO of Verzoom Incorporated, and he has a background in game design, some experience in robotics, and in military simulations.
We designed them specifically so that you could move throughout large worlds just using your body to control things, and we're targeting fitness applications.
Eric Jansen says for him, the Verzoom started with one of his favorite pastimes, plus imagination.
So I'm an avid bike rider, so I love riding bikes, but I live in Boston. So from November, December, January, February, sometimes as late as May, you can't ride. So I'd be in the basement exercise room at Stratus Computer. I hate to say how long ago it was, the early 80s. And I'm closed my eyes and I imagine I'm pedaling through like a game, a VR game. I was like, I wish VR was around so we could use it to motivate you to exercise to make these bikes less boring.
One of our games up on the screen now is a Pegasus, where you're flying around treetops in a canyon, finding gems and apples to eat that give you more energy. We also have F1 race car, where you race against AI and other people online, or a cowboy that lassos bandits. So these are just three ideas out of 30 that we'll be making that you can string together into kind of different workout routines, and it's just a great way to experience virtual reality.
I like Pegasus myself, but the other ones sound really fun. How'd you come up with this?
Well, our founder, Eric Jansen, and I were out after a motorcycle ride once, and we both come at it things from different directions. He's an investor and executive, and I was a developer for a lot of games at Harmonix Music, so we both saw that VR was really going to work this time and thought, wouldn't it be great if we could move through it?
And so I watched the VR industry year after year after year, decade after decade, actually. And there were a couple of false starts in VR. And then I run an investor group, and one of the members of my investor group at the end of 2013 asked in an area called Ask EJ, what do you think of Oculus Rift? I was like, I don't really know much about it. I invested in a VR company years ago. It went out of business. It lost all my money. I was very skeptical, right? So then Facebook bought them 4 months later for $2 billion, and the same member asked me, hey, what do you think of them now? I'm like, okay, I'll take another look.
Right? That would make you take a risk.
Yeah, that got my attention. So I looked into it, and Eric Malafieu is my dear friend, was in the same town as me, and as he's probably explained to you, 15 years at Harmonix Music Systems, specializing in kind of weird game controllers and games, like Guitar Hero, Dance Central, so physical kind of products and very unusual games. So I thought he'd be the ideal guy to talk to about how you might be able to do this. Turns out he'd already been working on some VR stuff at Harmonix.
So we built a prototype and have been running ever since.
He got to work on a prototype, and I got to work on the business planning. And by the middle of 2014, we were pretty convinced that we had something. So we founded a company, hired a team, I raised some money, raised a few million dollars. And here we are with the specialized controller and these games. And as you can see, plenty of attention.
Before the Verzoom could become a reality, though, it was just like any other venture. in that there were obstacles to be overcome.
When we got into it, we discovered there's a really big problem in virtual reality that needed solving. And it's referred to as virtual locomotion, which is how your virtual body moves throughout the world while your actual body is sitting still. That doesn't feel right to people unless you've done the kind of things we do to make sure that your inner ear stays in sync with the virtual body. So we had to solve that problem first, and that took us a lot of months and a lot of playtesting, but now that we've done that, we can make all of these different types of games.
What advice do you give anybody that has a great idea like you had to get a workable business plan?
Well, come up with a model, a starting point, and then beat it up. Bring it to as many people as you can. Bring it to former CFOs or existing or CFOs of companies, you know, befriend them, get them through contacts, get them to sit down with you, tell them what's wrong with your plan, meet with VCs, get them to tell you what's wrong with your plan, talk to people in the industry, everybody you can get your hands on, and get their advice, get their input. When you're trying to invent something new, there's really no comparables, right? I mean, it's a bike, it's a game, but it's also exercise. We are inventing a new, completely new kind of game, and we're inventing a new kind of exercise. That's a lot of new. So if you're going to try to figure out a business model to do that and have confidence in it, you have to ask a lot of questions and be willing to throw away a lot of, you know, treasured theories. And then the other thing we did was we developed a lot of alpha sites. So we had a lot of actual people using it, telling us their experiences, what they valued, what they didn't value.
We've had over probably 3,000 playtesters now at shows, and we have another 50 who have been doing long-term tests for about 5 months now. And everybody just reports fantastic feelings, and you know, we're using that 50 group to tell us what kinds of things keep them motivated, what do they want to get out of an exercise and get out of virtual reality on our bike. We think we've cracked that nut and just want to keep making games and eventually open up an SDK for other developers to use those same controls in their games.
And then of course we went out and talked to a lot of people in the industry, asked similar questions. We met with Lumosity, for example, other companies that make what are essentially games that provide another benefit, like Lumosity provides cognitive health benefits. So this is games that provide various kinds of health benefits. We also ran 3,000 people on the product at various venues at Idea Fitness in LA and Unite Boston and all these different shows. And we observed people on them and asked them questions and interviewed them. And what we got back loud and clear was that young people, kind of the ages of like 9 to 19, are the ideal target for us because they just love the product. You can't get them off of it. And their parents love that they love it, right? Because this is something that they want to do anyway. They want a game, but they're actually moving versus sitting on the couch. So everybody wins.
Eric Malafeu said for Zoom testers went about their workouts in several different ways.
Some of them approach it very competitively, and we know that the early adopters of Zoom are also going to be the early adopters of VR. So they tend to like games. So we have people who just want to maximize every score, and we made leaderboards for them, and it really motivates them. The leaderboards also show other people what's possible to do in terms of score, and it motivates them. Other people would just be on their treadmill routine, but are using Zoom instead to get their cardio workout. And they're very regular, like clockwork, at 7 o'clock every morning to 7:30 or 8. So it's between those two that we find a mix. We also see lots and lots of kids using Zoom and loving it. And you basically have to forcibly remove them from the seat. And parents can't believe it because, you know, how many kids play video games that are good for them, you know, that they won't stop doing? So it really feels like we're addressing just everybody's interest in VR and also feeling good.
But we actually solve a real problem. We can summarize it as sedentary kids. So will people buy a combination of our product and VR headgear to solve that problem for themselves and their family? We think so.
What's been one of the most challenging parts of this journey for you as an entrepreneur?
Well, this is the first time I've done a co-founding with a founder, so learning how to develop a second marriage and have all that work. It took a little while, but I think it's great. We worked everything through and discovered, you know, a lot about each other and about how to work on a project like this. We come at things in very different ways, but in other ways we think very much alike. So, I don't know, kind of like the Wright brothers, you know, just trying to invent something. Hopefully we don't argue as much as the Wright brothers did. They argue apparently continuously.
The journey so far was solving the big problems and then finding investors who could see that our unique combination of software and hardware really did solve this big problem and opened up this potential for a fitness market. So with some seed money from them, we've hired a team and we've gotten to build these games.
I'm kind of a creative and also a business person, and Eric clearly is an engineer. So we both have strengths that don't overlap with each other that much. So, you know, it makes for a good marriage.
We've only talked about your business background, but what's been your best creative challenge with Verzoom?
Well, I'm not a gamer, so I had to learn the whole game industry, the whole concept of games, to understand the customer who's largely gamers. So that took me a while to figure that out, to get my head around what makes them tick and what they care about, what they like. And then to really understand gaming and build how you design games and how incredibly hard it is, because, you know, games really, really push the hardware more than any other application. And you have to think through all these details about, you know, how the gameplay is going to work, the mechanics are going to work, and how the art is going to look. And you have to make frame rate. You have to do all these engineering challenges, have to be also in parallel, all thought through. Very difficult. So I really appreciate that skill that's required to do that. But, you know, to me, the biggest creative challenge is designing a company itself.
We see the future is making, you know, 30 more games like this and opening up the SDK. And probably starting next year, designing a bike that would be standalone and include the VR system altogether. So that kind of a thing could go into a hotel or a gym or an office more easily.
The company is kind of like a big machine, and this one's very different from others that I've been involved with. So creating how it's going to operate and function and who you need and, you know, how you're going to develop through different stages of growth, how that's going to work and who we should be partnering with and how I think the market's going to evolve. Those are the creative challenges for me.
What's been one really good resource for inventors like yourself who are getting started? What's something you recommend?
Well, as a resource, Unity is a fantastic game engine for all sorts of engines. And when I was at Harmonix, I designed our engine to make games like Rock Band and Guitar Hero and Dance Central. But when we started with VR, Unity had made such a head start and has such a wealth of tools that we're able to make the kinds of games we did at Harmonix for 1/10 the manpower. And the asset store for artwork is also a fantastic starting point to find models and textures and sorts of things that we can later polish and really turn into our own. But I would say Unity has really been the greatest resource we've had, aside from the amazing team that followed us on this journey. We really got to work again with world-class talent in art and graphics programming and sound design. Our sound designer is a former Guns N' Roses recording engineer and inventor of the Sony audio system for all the PlayStations. Our hardware sensor designer actually designed the accelerometer for the Nintendo Wiimote. Our art designer spent 10 years at Harmonix and another 5 years before that at Turbine designing, you know, large worlds. So it's a small team, but we have a lot of interest and work great together, and that's really the journey for me. You know, it's wherever the product goes, it's been a blessing to work with people who are so great and able to creatively combine their efforts.
What is a resource that you might recommend to fellow creatives who are also business people who are starting with a cool product?
Well, you know, it's always think of it as an iterative process. Ask a lot of questions. Don't fall in love with anything early. You know, it's just keep an open mind and approach everything like an experiment. But keep in mind that you're spending money, so you have to be efficient about how you experiment. You can't just try random things. You have to have a framework for taking in the information and processing it and determining what the market is telling you. So approach everything with a question. So the trick is asking the right questions.
Something like this doesn't come around too often. VR is a new medium. You know, just like touch devices were a new medium. And we all love games and love creating game worlds that immerse people, but virtual reality demands a different perspective as a new medium. So my recommendation would be to start small. Be very focused and test everything that you make with lots and lots of people. And that's, of course, been our strategy from the beginning. We know Verzoom and virtual reality, you're very prone to, say, simulation sickness, and we knew you could become acclimated, so we didn't trust ourselves to be the judge of that. So we've let, you know, every showgoer and alpha tester be our judge. And so even more than other platforms, I would say virtual reality needs to be put out in front of other people to know if you're in the right direction.
And as we're speaking here, we're hearing this incredible zooming in the background. That's the sound from that sound designer you told me so good.
That is. And if you let yourself get passed by the other cars, which I don't like to do, you get to hear the actual Doppler of them going by. So he was very proud of that effect. And you hear tires screeching that comes along with the smoke off the tires and sand kicked up in your face. All sorts of things are so much more immediate in virtual reality is why we focused on it. You know, other people have made exercise bikes that used 2D displays, you know, and iPads now. And that's fine. You can make a game out of that. But for us, it was the virtual reality. It was the immersion. And it was just the sensation of moving through that under your own power that motivated us.
What would you really love anybody that comes across for Zoom, anybody that hears this interview, to get from you about innovation, creativity, and making a difference?
It's do what you love. Back when I started making games, it was a long time ago, I shouldn't even say, but not a lot of people thought being a game developer was a real career. But we've all seen that the technology is used in lots of other applications, and making games really bring joy to people. So being able to do it in a way that also brings health to people, can't beat it. So, you know, it's not really follow your dreams, it's do the things that you're good at and that you also love.
Well, I hope people would learn that you can pretty much do whatever you want. I mean, it just takes focus and energy and the right spirit and the right people. And you can do, your idea is probably gonna work.
This has been fantastic. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Dot.
You and I have been listening to Eric Jansen and Eric Malafeu, co-founders of Cambridge-based startup Verzoom Incorporated and creators of the Verzoom virtual reality exercise bike. You'll find more information on the Verzoom, including videos of some of the games, at verzoom.com. That's Verzoom, spelled V-I-R, like virtual reality, then Zoom, as in Zoom, Z-O-O-M, verzoom.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.